Commissioner Gist, thanks for sitting down with me.
Good to see you, Elizabeth.
You're about to find out whether the State Board of Education is renewing your contract and what the terms of that new contract might be. And teachers have been highly critical of your leadership recently. So what do you think? Do the teachers have, are they making some valid points?
Well, every time I hear from teachers, whether it's individually or as a group or through a survey that we've conducted or a poll that the unions have conducted, that information is incredibly valuable. And so we pay attention to it. We always have and we always will. The volume of the information that we're receiving right now is more intense than it's ever been, and that sends a message for sure, and definitely have a lot that we need to adjust in order to move forward productively.
Now, there has been some speculation that the board may offer you a one-year contract rather than a three-year contract. If that happens, would you still accept it?
I'm not aware of any consideration of a one-year contract. I think that would be very challenging because it's just not enough time to feel like, you know, we're in this together and we're going to move forward productively. It feels like before you knew it, we'd be turned around having to have the conversation again. But I'm not aware that the board is considering a one-year contract. I think a multi-year contract is important.
So in my recent reporting, I visited Attleboro High School in Massachusetts, where a test-based graduation requirement has been in place for a decade, and I learned that most students are now meeting that graduation requirement, although it was controversial at first, and it continues to have critics. I wonder, what do you see as the lessons Rhode Island can learn from Massachusetts' experience with high-stakes testing?
Well, I think one of the most important lessons is that this will get better. You know, having expectations that are consistent across our state will mean that schools are changing, students are investing their efforts in different ways, but we know it's going to get better, and that's been played out in many different places.
And you mentioned, Commissioner Gist, that schools are changing to meet this requirement, and that's certainly true in Massachusetts. Schools have made changes. They've added test preparation classes for students who need them. Some students get individual tutoring. What are your views on how Rhode Island schools are doing in terms of getting students ready? Are they doing what you'd like to see them doing?
In such amazing ways. I am incredibly encouraged about the energy that's going into helping our students build their skills. There are extra supports being provided, tutoring, after-school sessions, Saturday sessions, summer school programming, and really a sense of urgency that I haven't seen being provided to students since I've been in the state.
And now critics of the test-based graduation policies say, you know, this leads to classes where teachers are very focused on test preparation. It means students have to focus on English and math, sometimes at the expense of other classes that they might prefer to take. Do you share the concerns of critics who say that some teachers are focusing their instruction on worksheets and things that students say are not that interesting?
Well, not only are they not interesting, they don't help students do better on tests. So there's this really commonly held understanding that is incorrect, that the way to help students do better on the state assessment is to practice testing over and over and over again. It doesn't actually work, and it's also not very inspirational.
Now, after we aired this story about Attleboro High School and the MCAS, Massachusetts Comprehensive Assessment System, I got some comments from critics who said, MCAS isn't really a comparable test to NECAP, the Rhode Island test, the New England Common Assessment Program. And I wonder, Commissioner Gist, do you share their concerns about the difficulty level of Rhode Island's test?
So the first thing I would say about that is that in terms of test construction, because one of the other things that people will say frequently is that the NECAP is not appropriate to be used for this purpose, that is absolutely untrue. The NECAP is completely appropriate. It was designed to measure individual student performance compared to the content of what we want our students to know and be able to do. And so its construction is very similar to the MCAS. The same company was contracted by both states to develop the test, so they're very similar in their construction. The concern about the level of difficulty, I think, is one that has some validity. But the difference is that Massachusetts required that their students be proficient on their state assessment. Our requirement is partial proficiency, and Massachusetts also did not allow students to earn that portion of their graduation based on growth, and we do. So I think we've accommodated for that difference.
And Commissioner Gist, what's your one, if you have one, what's the one thing that you wish you'd been able to accomplish already? You know, what keeps you up at night thinking, I really wanted to do that, it hasn't happened yet?
Well, I always feel that way because I have such a sense of urgency for this work. So we're always thinking about what more can we be doing. But I think clearly with the recent feedback that we've gotten from the teachers and the teachers' unions that we have a lot of work that we need to do on communication, on listening and showing that we're listening. We have already begun talking about that and what we need to do differently. And I look forward to working collaboratively with our teacher union leaders to improve that work.
Well, Rhode Island Education Commissioner Deborah Gist, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Great to see you.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.